In this small street in Berea, one of the poorest neighborhoods in Johannesburg, this trapdoor in a wall could be mistaken for a mailbox. But it's actually a place where mothers can safely leave their babies.
Usually when they put the baby here, the mother put the baby here, we are staff on duty there. When we check in the camera, we see there's a baby there. When the staff member will come and fetch the baby.
Dora Forbes Francina Mpago says the bin has a mini camera and a sensor. When the baby is put inside, a ringtone echoes in the organization nursery, just a few meters behind the wall. Staff members can check the box on a computer screen.
They don't stay long. Like every time when we see the bell is ringing here, then we have to come and see the screen.
The baby bin opened in 1999. At the time, desperate mothers were abandoning their babies in garbage cans, parks, and in the street of Johannesburg. Often, it was too late to save them. Cheryl Allen is Door of Hope's director.
I thought about it and wondered if a woman wants to be anonymous, how can I help her? And so I thought that if I put that box in the church wall, that they could put it in there instead of putting it in another bin, another rubbish bin.
Since it opened, the baby bin has received 148 infants. Some have been adopted locally or by families abroad. Godwill and Nkangwe Kekana have adopted two sisters from Door of Hope. While in their case, they know the mother's name, they say the stigma around anonymously abandoned children needs to be addressed for the children's sake.
I would prefer that when a child grows, knows his or her roots.
Yes.
Like I said, sometimes you don't know what really pushes the parent at that time to take that action.
I think the society must start teaching the children who are adopted, you know, sometimes to not concentrate much on the roots. As you're saying, they might say, okay, I'm grown, I'm 18 years old, I don't even know where I come from. But they must appreciate that they had life. At least somebody took them in and give them life.
Baby bins exist in other parts of the world, but have often been surrounded by controversy. While some critics say they encourage women to abandon their babies, Cheryl Allen disagrees.
I think that it doesn't encourage abandonment because they're going to abandon anyway. Because I think it's quite a decision to make to abandon your baby. I don't think it's an easy decision. And I think for a lot of mothers, it's a very, very difficult decision.
Over the years, other NGOs have followed Door of Hope and opened baby bin in other cities across South Africa. Emily Yob for VOA News, Johannesburg.